How would, like, does Dasha know that you had sex with a bunch of professional baseball players?
Yeah. I fucked,
does Dasha know that you got fucked by most of the guys in the world?
What are you talking about?
All the guys that she's a fan of?
Come on.
Yeah.
Who are her favorite guys?
I guess it's okay because she also had sex with them. But...
Who are her favorite guys?
Yeah.
Leonard Cohen.
Yep.
Bob Dylan.
Yep.
Woody Allen. I'm just trying to think of Jews.
They fucked you.
Alan Greenspan, the former secretary
for
the Fed
hot,
guy,
dude.
The head of the Fed, chairman of the
I was
the
thinking the
Fed?
Other day about a guy named Simon Wiesenthal that opens the Simon Wiesenthal Center for Drinking Pee-Pee.
Well, he's
like, I'm a different Simon Wiesenthal.
He's not
it
the
has
Nazi
nothing
hunter.
To do with the other place. I just like drinking pee-pee. I enjoy drinking urine, both my own and the urine that belongs to other people. Mm-hmm. This is the Simon Wiesenthal Center for Drinking Pee-Pee.
And it's just a bathroom.
Hello, the Simon Wiesenthal Center for Drinking Pee-Pee. No, I'm sorry. Once again, you have the wrong number. Yes, this is the Simon Wiesenthal Center, but this is the one for drinking pee-pee.
Wait, who's the real Simon?
He was like a...
Wiesenthal.
It's like a Holocaust place.
Yeah, but I think he was a Nazi hunter. I think he was like going around South America trying to get.
Oh,
like,
hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucking tight. Yeah. I would like to see an action
movie.
He was
like, excuse me?
I don't know.
Me?
I kind of think those Nazi hunter guys are pussies. It's like, we're really during the war. Maybe you should have been doing this.
They were in camps.
During the war.
They were in Auschwitz.
Yeah, real big man now that the Nazis don't even have an army. Yeah, real time.
Now that you're eating food every day.
Yeah. Sleeping
in a warm
really
bed.
Evenly matched fight. The entire world is behind you. And those poor Nazis have to hide in some shithole in South America. Some shit.
Just
some
raping the locals.
Simon Wiesenthal, Santa? No, this is the one for drinking pee-pee, I'm sorry. No, we don't have... Yes, I'm sure your neighbor is a Nazi, but unless he's interested in drinking pee-pee... or sending me his urine for myself to drink, I'm sorry, there's nothing... This is a different, completely different place.
He doesn't even care that he's Nazi. He's just like, that's the problem. He's just like, oh, you're wasting my time.
Well, actually, my family came over in the 1830s.
We were smarter.
We realized that anti-Semitism would never happen in America. That's why we came here to open up our pee-pee drinkers.
It would be a good action movie would be a guy... just executing old Nazis.
I think they made it.
They made those.
Yeah,
movies.
Yeah. Oh, and also really? They had Munich, which was they weren't Nazis, but they were killing.
No, fuck Munich.
Munich was sick, dude. Eric Bana was killing those guys that killed the
Olympics guys. I thought it was just about the Olympics. I didn't know they hunted them down.
No, it was all about Eric Bana popping them. Yeah.
Eric Bana's Australian. He's not fucking Jewish. He's
Australian. Video.
Yeah.
You see the video?
we casted
them.
A better...
video
it's a movie.
In New Zealand.
The what?
The head of that mosque in New Zealand.
No.
He's like speaking at a public event with a microphone and a loudspeaker. There's like probably like 100 people at least there. And he's like... And I will not mince words. Do you think that there was a group behind this attack?
No.
And I'm not afraid to say that it was the Mossad. And then somebody's like, speak the truth, Israel did it!
Oh my god.
Damn.
Jesus Christ. Everyone's like, man, come on, chill. Yeah.
Chill.
We're universally, everyone's universally on our side right now.
Chill.
You do too much, man.
Chill.
Yes, somebody sent me the video. I saw it. Okay, ma'am, can you calm down for a second? I just want to let you know this is the pee-pee drinking Simon Wiesenthal Center. Yes, I believe we spoke last week when you... thought you saw a swastika in a carpet with repeating patterns on it. But this is again the Simon Wiesenthal Center for Drinking Pee-Pee.
I love that he's got an office. He's got he's got that desk.
Was that,
that
where you
system.
At?
No, it's like
no,
a,
man,
it's an office
I know,
like intercom
I know.
Phone.
Hello.
We should get Simon. You have a call on line three.
We should get Nextel.
Okay, Grace, are you making sure you screen these? Because I've been getting a lot of calls today about this New Zealand guy.
Grace is just him using a woman's accent.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just sitting alone in a bathroom with a phone,
talking to no one.
No, I understand. Yes, there are a lot of Nazis in. Oh, you're just telling me that incidentally. You are interested in selling your DVD. Oh, that's very good. Well, we have different options. If you want to send in a gallon. Yeah, we have. Basically, it's the inverse of bulk pricing. So the more PP you send in for me to drink, the more money you get.
It's not inverse, sir.
Oh, he's buying the piss.
He's buying the piss to drink.
Nice.
That's, yeah, it's the Simon Wiesenthal Center for Drinking Pee-Pee.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's just a man who drinks pee-pee.
That's, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't seem like you need a real center for that. That's most of their job. The bulk of their work is just drinking the actual piss.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not much else is going on, huh?
Sorry, what were you saying? Yeah. He's got like a coffee mug. I'm going to make this as merch. A coffee mug with a Star of David on it that says, "You don't want to see me before I've had my pee-pee." Simon Wise Adult Center for drinking
pee-pee. Drinking pee-pee. These beautiful Jewish subcultures. I had no idea, Adam. Your people are
that we drink pee pee.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, drinking pee pee has gone back to the days of King David.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was actually a cup of pee pee that lasted for 8 days.
Yeah, that was, and it was a great miracle.
Everyone drank out of the same pee pee cup.
It was actually my Torah portion for my bar mitzvah was about the pee pee drinking. Yeah.
Thank you, Grandma, for coming. So far to my bar mitzvah. Today we read the Torah portion of the pee-pee drinking. But actually, my Torah portion was like legit fucked up.
What happened?
It was like, you can't fuck. Men can't fuck guys. Men can't fuck dogs. Men can't fuck livestock.
Is it random?
It was just, yeah, it's like, you know, according to the time of year, they have different, they read a different one every week.
Oh, you don't get to pick?
And mine was, no. Yeah,
what?
You're assigned, it's like by your birthday.
That sucks.
By your 13th
so
birthday.
That's astrology? So mine was like in that's May. Jewish astrology? Is your Torah portion?
Well, no, it's just like they have, you know, whatever, I don't know. It's not astrology.
Yeah, it's by your birthday.
I mean, anything's any by religion your birthday, could be astrology. It? Oh, by your birthday. Yeah, I guess you. They, well, it's,
so you're a gay guy.
It was that's numerology. Because it's not based on the stars. It's just what happens to fall on the date.
Mm. Well, numerology is like taking letters.
Taking numbers. Yeah. What's the Jewish numerology called?
Yeah, it's called
accounting.
No,
there's a name for it.
Stuff. Thanks, man.
gematria.
Yeah, that's
really.
Yeah, it's really gay.
What is that?
It's like when you're at your bar mitzvah, they give you like your cheap relatives. They'll give you $18 check, and you'll be like, "What the fuck is this?" And they're like, "It's the number for chai, which means life."
Incredible.
And like, you just gave me $18. You fucking cheap, fucking kike.
That's incredible.
Yes, we heard Adam Friedman's comments on the show. I'm aware of self-hating Jews. I understand the concept. But again, this is the Simon Wiesenthal Center for Drinking. There's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
The fucking Torah portion. Was there ever a part of the Torah about how King David was getting pussy?
No, King David was after the Torah. The Torah ends at when Moses gets to Israel.
Really?
Yeah. It's the story.
How much is the Torah? How many books
it's
is
like
the Torah?
It's like from Adam, 5 books. It's okay. From Adam to Moses.
So, but the
Egypt,
Old Testament,
and
that's
then,
Jewish.
And then Moses never gets to the
Israel?
Land of Palestine. I call it Palestine.
Oh,
it's political. Well, it's called Canaan, I guess, at the time.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Moses dies. He never actually gets there.
Wow, what a bitch.
Yeah.
You ever notice this? The land of Israel, the original, is called Canaan, mm-hmm. as in African American.
That's right.
Afrikanan.
That's right, brother.
This is not a coincidence, brothers, that these words are vaguely similar to each other in the English language.
After thousands of years of translation.
Years of, You think that's a coincidence? Take a look at this drawing I did. That's God. It's the original black God. The Star David, very similar to the Crip logo.
It's true. That is true. I wish I could be a fucking Hotep, dude. It's the coolest kind of guy.
It is cool.